So what I'm saying is, in your life, if you can close your eyes now and you can think, what are the lacunae in your life? What do you think is a deficiency in your life? And then a big list will come to your mind. Okay, this is I don't have this, I don't have this, I would like to have this, I don't have this. I wish my daughter was married immediately, but I'm not getting a boy for my daughter, or not getting a girl for my son. He needs to get married and settle in life, but 35 years ka ho gaya, abhi girl nahi mil rahi usko. From this kind of things to money, vehicle, facility at home, house, so many things are there which you feel ki nahi hai. Aur abhi wo mere paas na ek achha saadi shaadi ke liye nahi hai, which I can wear in the marriage. Bahut saari hai, lekin ek aisa reasonably good saadi nahi which I can really wear in something. Aur ye mere se ek suit nahi mere paas abhi shaadi mein pehenne ke liye. So this is called abhav. Abhav means deficiency or scarcity. So what is your opinion? Will this abhav, scarcity, will remain in life or will be fulfilled?
Deficiency will be there always.
That
you have to accept in the sea. Everything we cannot get. So instead of thinking about what is not there, we should, for the life to go on, we will have something. We should be satisfied with that.
Exactly. So my point is that abhav will always remain. Well, after you get four-wheeler, then you feel, क्या अभी सेंटर में क्या रखा है, थोड़ा सा अच्छा गाड़ी आना चाहिए. What is there in the such a simple car I have got? See, this neighbor has got accent, he has got Hyundai, he has got this, he has got that. Then you say, क्या अभी टीवी तो आया घर पे, लेकिन this fellow has got plasma TV, 1.5 lakh का रुपीस TV. I got a very small TV, old type. So you may also get fulfilled with your desires. Suddenly your daughter will be married. But you'll feel कि mother-in-law is not good. No, उनका घर छोटा है बहुत अभी तक. Mother-in-law is very, very cranky and very troublesome. So as your things will get fulfilled in life, new deficiencies will come up. अभी बोलेंगे अभी बच्चा नहीं हो रहा है, 4 साल शादी हो गई लेकिन बच्चा नहीं हो रहा है इनको. बच्चा होना चाहिए. I want to become grandma. So point I'm trying to convey is abhav. Abhav means deficiency in life will remain. You agree with me? Some will be fulfilled and new abhav will come. New lacunae will be developed. Now you feel that I want to become grandmother. Before you want to become a wife of somebody. But now you want to become a grandmother of somebody. After that you want to send your grandchild to the school. You want to take a grandchild to school and drop him to school. And new requirements comes. You know, like you don't understand when you are 20. Somebody will say, hey, one day you will become grandmother. You will laugh. Kya baat karte hai? Abhi shaadi bhi nahi hua tha. But now, my daughter's mother-in-law is pressing her, I want to become grandmother. But she is now 55, is fit to think of becoming grandmother. So there is something called as, I want to explain next terminology to you. First terminology was abhav. And next terminology is bhav of the abhav. Matlab, the feelings that you have, I don't have anything. You are getting my point? One is the actual deficiency. कि आपके पास टू व्हीलर ही है, आपके पास एक रूम ही है, आपके पास ज़्यादा कपड़े नहीं है, आपका लड़के के लिए फी नहीं है. ये एक्चुअल डेफिशिएंसी है, विच इज़ अ फैक्ट. एंड सेकंड थिंग इज योर फीलिंग्स ऑफ दैट डेफिशिएंसी, कि आई डोंट हैव. ऑफ द टू व्हाट कैन बी चेंज्ड? सेकंड कैन बी चेंज ना. व्हाट वी ओनली कैन चेंज कि ठीक है ना, अभी हस्बैंड ने 4 साड़ी दिया है, बस आई एम हैप्पी अबाउट इट. हस्बैंड ने 2 बच्चे दिए, आई एम हैप्पी अबाउट इट. So, as madam said, satisfaction has to be there, right? You have to learn to satisfy yourself. So it is said in scriptures that the mind can be purified only by the activity of satisfaction. Scriptures are saying that. Body can be purified by taking bath every day. Mind can be purified by satisfaction. How buddhi can be purified? By knowledge. And specifically spiritual knowledge, scriptural knowledge. Your buddhi can be purified. How the soul can be purified?
Good acts.
Soul can be purified by the holy name of the Lord. By anything which is in link with the Lord. Lord's stories, Lord's place, Lord's name, Lord's form. Like when we go to church, when you go to temple, there is a Lord's place. So when you go, immediately you feel purified. That is like direct spiritual purification. And more powerful purification for the soul is the name of the Lord, holy name of the Lord. When you chant the holy name, your soul gets purified. So like that, the mind has to be purified by satisfaction, samadhan. And the answer to this is, the mind can be never satisfied unless it becomes spiritual. Without spiritual cultivation or spiritual parvarish, you are being cultivated in spiritual life. Till that bhava of abha will not go away. The feelings of deficiencies in life will not go away unless and until one takes up to spiritual life. The spiritual life is the only path which takes you above all the deficiencies in life. You have deficiencies in life, you cannot change them. Na? By your karma, whatever comes to you, you cannot change. You want to become a millionaire, but you can't become a millionaire. Your degree, your position, your situation cannot help you to become a millionaire. But you can learn to become satisfied in the given situation. And above that, it is explained in scriptures that whenever you have a deficient situation, you be satisfied also, and plus also be grateful to the Lord. That is one step above. Like you say, it's like PhD. You are happy, you are accepted that, okay, I have a beautiful wife, but you know, she has got little deficiency in the vision of left eye. Possible, na? Ho sakta na? You've got a beautiful wife, but थोड़ा सा विजन में थोड़ा कमी है उसके, थिक ग्लास ऑन लेफ्ट आई. यू कैन गो ऑन क्रिबिंग द होल लाइफ, गो ऑन फोकसिंग ऑन दैट लेफ्ट आई विच इज हैविंग थिक ग्लास एंड से क्या रे, आई शुड हैव हैड अ बेटर वाइफ, यू नो आई वुड हैव, ओके इट वाज ओके फॉर मी, आई वुड हैव अ डार्क वाइफ, बट इज अ फेयर वाइफ विथ वन आई विजन डेफिशिएंसी इज नॉट गुड. सो यू कैन होल लाइफ गो ऑन क्रिबिंग विद दैट वन आई, और यू फॉरगेट दैट वन आई एंड लुक एट एवरीथिंग विच इज गुड एंड बी सो हैप्पी एंड ग्रेटफुल. It's another way of doing, na? Like that. So, actually when we become satisfied in what we have and we become grateful to the Lord for what God has given us, then you make spiritual progress. Then you make actual progress towards Him. Because when you are grateful, that means, my Lord, whatever you have given me is perfect. We actually accept, na? When you say, I am grateful to you, that means whatever you have done to me, I accept as a perfect thing to me. So, suppose if I have something in my life, I have blood pressure, I have diabetes. And I say, okay, my Lord, thank you very much. Whatever you have given to me, I accept it as your mercy. That means I'm accepting the perfection that Lord has done to me in my life by giving whatever He has given to me. And that's why this kind of big, big things, na, satisfaction, gratitude, all these big terminologies can be only possible when become spiritual. Nahi to fir khali pravachan sunne ka aur ghar jaane ka. Nothing is going to change in your life. You hear good lines and they will come on WhatsApp. Every day will read in the morning the WhatsApp, the good, good lines. But you can never apply those lines to your life unless you become spiritual. Aajkal WhatsApp mein kami nahi hai. Din raat suvicharon ka bahar rehti hai WhatsApp mein. Din raat ideal behavior ka perfect description, long, long messages are coming every single day without each anyone following them. But everybody is so expert in sending it to everybody in the world, it just keeps coming most ideal things. But how does one learn to practice them in individual life? If I have to apply one line which I like so much in my life, how do I do that? You can do that only when you have become spiritual. You accept Lord as your authority in life and you take His name and follow certain principles of devotion. Then all this gratitude, thankfulness, humility, tolerance, respectfulness toward others, all these great things appear to you only when you are a devotee of the Lord. It's also not that because I am a devotee, I am trying to become a devotee of the Lord, it is true. Aisa bhi nahi hai. It is universal truth. For all those who are kind of nice people, we see them, they fail when temptation come to them. Is it not true? Nice person, all this life was a very nice person. Suddenly he fell down. He fell down in some principle, he did something which is ghastly, unexpected of him. Why? When the real test of you comes, when temptations come to you. Other time, if I am everybody together, I am not going to commit any sin. When I commit sin, when I am alone or with some people only who are sinful around me. But when I am among good people, I am actually protected by the company of good people from committing sinful activity. So how do you prevent committing a wrong activity when you are alone? Only when your spiritual foundation is strong, na, then you can say no to that. there was one sannyasi who was a brahmachari that time, not sannyasi, that time he was a celibate person. He was working in the night in Juhu temple. In his office, Patra shed tha, Juhu mandir bana nahi tha. Juhu temple was under construction that time. And he happened to work in the night, late night also. So one young girl came to tempt him there. And everybody was sleeping in the middle of the night. And she allured him like anything, with words and actions and everything. But he said, you are my mother. I considered you as my mother. And then she went away because she understood that there was no chance. Then to the same person, one reporter asked. Just see, huh? What a reporter asked. Reporter asked, now you are a celibate person. And I give you a situation. Maybe kalpanic situation, but I am giving a situation. You are in the lonely place, alone, in the middle of the night, and the most beautiful girl in the most attractive attire has come to seduce you. And nobody is going to watch you. Nobody is going to know and watch. And she is proposing to you. And absolutely right situation, best situation in the middle of the night alone. What would you do? So what answer do you expect? Any expected answer? You know how reporters are. Reporters are always asking questions. So they are like, they don't ask straightforward questions. They always ask you an embarrassing question. So that you have to come up with something defeating the answer. Otherwise, you have to succumb to the question and they will report it in paper next day. This is what he said. So what do you think? What he has said? Yes. The answer that he gave, na, you must hear it very carefully. He said, what he answered, counter question kiya unhone usko. He said, suppose if I in the night, in the middle of the night, alone, in the most beautiful place, and everything is so conducive to enjoy, and somebody gives me stool to eat, what will I do? Will I eat the stool because somebody is not watching me in the night or I am alone? He said, stool, if you give me now to eat or give me in the middle of the night alone, I am not going to eat stool at all. He said, these things, enjoyment with a woman for me is like a stool. I have accepted it as stool only. So it's not that key only when I am amongst you, it is stool, and when I am alone, it becomes halwa or laddu or pancha pakwan. For me, this is stool only. So you give me in the middle of the night when I am alone also, it is stool only. I am not going to eat it. The reporter chup ho gaya. Now how a person can give such an answer? When he truly has accepted that thing as a abominable thing, as a rejectable thing in life. Agar wo conviction hai uske andar, dicey nahi hai. His ethics say that I have given up these things. I don't want to get into these things. I am a celibate person. I am going to be a sannyasi in future. He only can, who is convinced to the core of his heart, can give the answer. The ordinary answer would be, no, I will not do that. I will not do that. But I will not do that means still I can do that because I don't know what I will do when I am alone. Na? But this answer when he gave, was a convincing answer. That is why when our in scriptures, one katha comes, Haridas Thakur, he was chanting in the forest, in the hut. And his fame was becoming so big that one person was become very envious of him. His name was Ramchandra Khan. And he felt that this guy is becoming more famous than me as a charitable person, nice person. So he became envious and he wanted to destroy his faith. So he sent one of the best girls prostitute to him and gave her a challenge that you seduce him and we will catch him red-handed with you and then we will defame him. And I will pay you a handsome amount of money. So she said, in 3 days, I want you to seduce him. So he said, why 3 days? I was such charms in one day I can seduce him. But Sili said, no, you take 3 days, I don't mind, you know. So then she said that, okay, I'll first unite with him, first night, and then I'll not say anything. Next night when you unite with him, that time you can send your soldiers so that we can be caught red-handed, and then you can expose us. So she went first night, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in the middle of the night, the forest. So she said directly to him, you are such a young man, which young girl can stop herself looking at your beauty? I want to enjoy with you, I want to unite with you, just don't deprive me of your association. What poetic language is she talking? So he said, yes, yes, I will fulfill your desire 100%, I will satisfy you. Khali, I have taken a vow of chanting certain number of names of the Lord, and the vow is about to come to an end. I think by tonight I will be finishing my vow of chanting my holy name and I will satisfy you. You just wait. She has come in the evening time, just beginning of the evening. So she sits for the whole night and naturally he is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and she falls asleep. And suddenly 4 o'clock in the morning, birds start chirping, day starts coming up, so she feels embarrassed and she goes away. Again next evening she comes and again he is chanting. He said, oh Thakur, yesterday I came, you said you fulfill my desire. But you know, you didn't fulfill my desire. And the day came, then I went away. Again, I have come today with great hope that you will satisfy me. I just cannot live without you. I am waiting for the time to unite with you. So he said, yesterday I tried my best to finish my vow, but it was not finished. Today, I think I am definitely going to finish my vow. So you just sit and wait. So again, she was waiting and making all the different actions, you know, to attract him. But he is chanting Hare Krishna. And again, whole night she chants and she falls asleep in between. Again, day comes. So again she gets up and goes away. The third day she becomes very desperate because every day the person who has sent her is asking, kya hua? Like, kal bhi kuch hua nahi, lekin today na, guarantee you, today I will definitely seduce him. I am definitely, today is third night, so I am not going to leave him. So after hearing 2 days of his chanting, third day her mind starts changing. And she comes to know, this person is a very great soul. And I have come with the wrong purpose to this person. Although I am a prostitute, wrong person, but I have come across a saintly personality. So in the end of the third night, she starts chanting with him by constantly hearing that. Apna kaisa tha Ganpati mein? Ek hi gana 15 par bajta hai na? To baad mein hum log bhi usko guno. Pata hai na? Navratri mein Ganpati mein kaisa hota hai? Ek naya koi gana aata hai, usko din bhar bajate rehte hain, bar bar. To brushing karte hue hum bhi dheere usko gungunate hain. Vaise this holy name is chanted with so much pure heart. Third night, she starts reciting herself only. And then she comes to know that I am making a big mistake. And then she tells him, Maharaj, I am very sorry. I have come with the wrong intention to spoil you. This person has sent me to destroy your fame and your integrity as a devotee. So please forgive me. I am a very lowly woman. I am a prostitute and I have been paid by this person. But I am telling you open-heartedly, I am very sorry to you. Please forgive me and give shelter to me. That time, this Haridas Thakur tells her, that when you came na, that time only I knew that what you have come for. But I felt bad for you because you are so unfortunate that your profession is so bad, life is so bad, plus you are told by somebody else to do certain more wrong thing to destroy my faith. I thought I'll be kind upon you and chant for you. Otherwise I could have gone the same moment you come, I would have left the place and gone. But for your sake I stayed here. So she said, now what I should do? Please tell me. So he says, you go. And all the wealth that you have achieved, earned by these wrong means, because she was very rich, she had a palace in the town. So all the wealth you distribute to Brahmins, and you come back here, and with the same Tulsi I am chanting here, you sit here and chant. So she goes and distributes all her wealth, shaves her head off, because for her the hair was very beautiful, attractive to men. Shaves her head off, wears white cloth, and sits there and chants for 20 hours a day. And then she becomes saintly person afterwards. And many saintly people starts coming to meet her, take her darshan. So she becomes like him only by his blessings. So such kind of acts like Haridas Thakur, everybody cannot do. If someone meets a young man in the middle of the night and proposing, how much time he can hold? But he can hold only if he is based upon a strong foundation of spirituality, then he can hold in spite of all temptations. Either you are strong or the temptation is strong. If you are stronger than temptation, then you can hold. If you are not so strong, temptation is stronger, then it will sway you away. है ना? वो कैसा होता है? हवा आती है तो भी वो lamp कितना strong है उसके ऊपर वो फड़फड़ाते रहता है. ज़्यादा हवा गई तो lamp is extinguished. Depends on how strong the flame is and how strong the breeze is. There's a war between the breeze and the strength of the lamp. So why I told this story is that to lesser or a higher degree, all of us are always tempted by life. Life puts you many tempting situations which may destroy your integrity, your ethics, your personality, your charitra, your character can be destroyed. And one can stand with these temptations only with the foundation of spirituality. Otherwise, there are so many temptations. I cannot tell everything to you, but when you go out, move around in the world, there are so many different kind of temptations always coming across you. Especially when you take up devotional life, they come more. They come more, and all these sannyasis who are there around us, everybody, every single sannyasi who is around us, including Radhana Swami, everybody has been proposed by beautiful women in the world after they become sannyasi. Not one, many women. And that is how they have to survive. If they are not strongly devotional and spiritual, how they will survive? Many people fall down, but many people survive also. So looking at them, we get inspired. Yes, see. I personally witnessed, I had to deal with at least two women who were directly proposing to Radhana Swami Maharaj. Aggressively. Ekdam aggressively. And the letter that lady wrote, what are you doing with this youth? You are wasting your youthful body and charm. And I am waiting for you. And why the hell are you wasting your life like this? Burning yourself with celibacy. So letters she wrote. And she gave me to give Gurudev. And then I had to handle her and chase her away, actually. And like that, their life. And you know, when they go to preach in Western world and India also now, not great like that before. So many temptations are there. Money temptation is there. Position temptation is there. So many temptations are there. You know, power temptation is there. Sex is something very gross, but temptation of power, temptation of position, temptation of adhikar, so many things are there. But a devotee with the power of his devotional foundation, he can keep saying no, only saying yes to Lord always. Either you have to say yes to the Lord or no to the Lord. And when you say no to the Lord, you have to say yes to something else. So better to say yes to the Lord always. In common life, I told you examples of Haridas Thakur and Swamiji and everything. But in common life, we also do get temptations. And because of temptation also, we get fights in the house. Look at that husband, you know, he's so nice, he's giving so many things to his wife, what are you giving? And then things happen in the wrong way. So there are many discussions are going on. Only material. Ye chahiye, wo chahiye, wo nahi hai, ye nahi hai, what you are doing, what is your capability, what satisfaction you are giving us, what have you given us up till now? ऐसे कितने लोग पूछते हैं अपने पति, अभी तक आपने हमको दिया ही क्या है जिंदगी में? Believe me, very difficult to counsel such people when they come to us for counseling. इन्होंने अब तक दिया ही क्या है हमको लाइफ में? क्या बोलने का उनको? How to tell? Now this question also is based on a very unethical platform. Because we only, that means we only marry with some expectation ki, okay, you will make me move in the car, you will put me in a bungalow and you will do this thing and you will give me a gold ring and gold ornaments and then only I marry you. If these things are not working out, I am going away from you. But when we are spiritual, we are told why we marry and what is the purpose of marriage and why we are together and what is the goal of our marriage. What are we supposed to do as wife and husband? What are our duties? We are taught all these things in spiritual life. Baki to world mein, who to teach anybody? I like you like me and we get married. That's so marriage, how marriage takes place. Or if parents arrange, they only see ki achha dikhta hai, height achhi hai, caste ka hai, paisa theek hai, sab kuch theek hai, society kaisa hai, that's fine. Wo bhi material hi hai. Aur achha hai, pehle se achha hai, lekin material platform hi hai. Kyunki wo fail ho jayega to fir chhod dega usko. Like that. Any questions? Anybody else? So my topic, I'll summarize my topic. There is always abhav in life. Life will always be there with some deficiencies. But there is a bhav of the abhav. Bhav means the feelings that I don't have. You cannot deal with the deficiencies. The deficiencies will be always there. But you can deal with the feelings of deficiency. I don't have. You can work on that and you can handle that abhav bhav only by devotional life, only by spiritual life, only by bhakti. Otherwise, you will never be satisfied and you will never be able to give up that thought in the mind, I don't have this, I don't have that. That was our essential topic today. So if any question is there? So shall we end here? Thank you very much.